sweating like Sean Miller at a tournament game.
Whoa!
I just saw that on Twitter. Totally stole it.
That's pretty good.
All right, let's let Alex start.
He's sweating like he just found out one of his assistants got arrested by the FBI. To Don Banks of The Athletic, I ask.
What are you doing?
You probably know the name Don Banks from his time at Sports Illustrated, which ended recently when The Athletic outbid them for his services, as they did with many big-name media people. But Banks went on the Darren Smith Show in San Diego to talk about the NFL and the Chargers. In the interview, he said that the NFL giving Dean Spanos the authority to move his team was basically a gift because of what the city of San Diego was doing to him and because he was outmaneuvered by the Rams in moving into the city first, despite Spanos having wanted to do it for a while. But then Banks went on to add that the NFL is considering moving the Chargers back to San Diego, giving up on the LA deal because of how poorly LA has responded to having them. Okay, no, they're not. Billion-dollar franchises don't just announce they're moving, set up stadium contracts, completely destroy the goodwill of a city, and then move back into that city like they were just kidding around. It's like cheating on someone, moving into the fling's house, and then saying, yeah, I realize they were kind of a jerk, so here I am, take me back. No, that's not how people work. That's not how billion-dollar companies work. So did Don Banks, I ask.
What are you doing?
To a giant wide receiver, Odell Beckham Jr., I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I get what these protests are about. You know what they're about. Even the people who are saying it's about something else, especially the talking heads on various networks, they know what it's about as well. But they also know what their audience wants to hear. But if you want to be part of the conversation and be taken seriously, you can't act like you're peeing on the lawn. For openers, you don't have the credibility of, say, LeBron James or some of the athletes and media members and owners. People think of you and it's a great catch, or it's a boating vacation at an ill-conceived time and a garbage performance in the biggest game of your life. OBJ, you ain't got the points yet, dude. Figure it out as we ask.
What are you doing?
I forgot he did that. That is so stupid. To the New England Patriots, I ask.
What are you doing?
Easy for me to say. Our weather has been pretty normal for the fall here in Eugene. The rain cleared away all the smoke from the fires, and now the leaves are turning, and we have cold mornings that turn into warm afternoons. Gotta love the Pacific Northwest. But the Patriots had them an unseasonably hot Sunday when they played the Texans. It was 86 degrees, and the stadium was caught off guard, sort of. They knew the heat was coming, and they ordered four times the amount of water bottles they usually do. The issue is that each concession stand can only hold so much at a time, so when they're busy, they couldn't go get more delivered. So they ran out at pretty much all of them. And when they did, people just ask for cups of tap water like you do, which usually free because we're humans and we don't want to see people die of dehydration in front of us. But the Patriots charged people $4.50 each for them for a cup of lukewarm tap water. Speaking of billion-dollar companies, Robert Kraft is one of those, and his team charged $5 for a cup of lukewarm tap water for their fans. Their fans! The team was forced to apologize and said they're looking into it. We say it all the time. Just don't be a jerk, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Steve Stricker and the Team USA he'll captain at the President's Cup, I ask.
What are you doing?
So they released a statement today that they've discussed this and there'll be no silent protest of any kind during the national anthem. Whew, didn't see that coming. Because when it's time to talk about racial injustices in the United States of America, we all default to white guys with Roman numerals after their names who grew up at country clubs. If you really want to get to the pulse of the disparities in American life, who else has felt the stares, gotten pulled over in the wrong neighborhood, or been followed when they enter a retail establishment more than these guys? When they pull up to the club in the Lexus, what they have to navigate to get all the way to the practice tee with the pyramid of shiny white balls on the perfectly manicured range, these are the true heroes. Then carted to the first tee where your caddy guides you the rest of the way. You guys inspire me, as I ask.
What are you doing?
The real reason is they just don't want to get grass stains on their khakis, right? I mean, that just makes sense. By the way, you brought up Steve Strickers. I thought you were talking about Glasses Ref at first. His name is Jay Strickers. Oh, I actually had to look
that up. Sorry, Glasses Ref. Yeah, my bad. Classic.
I was like, is he back? Oh, man, he shouldn't be back. That's a good, what are you doing? to Tom Brady, I ask.
What are you doing?
What is it with athletes and water? Brady is quickly becoming an authority on healthy eating that doesn't really have any science to back it other than the fact that he does it and he's really good at throwing footballs. And Brady wrote another book about his lifestyle, and in it wrote a whole bunch about water and how much it does for him. He said he drinks 300 ounces of water in a day, which is about 2.5 gallons of water. That is a lot of water, guys. Water thinks that's a lot of water, but the worst thing about it is that he says that drinking all of that water makes it so he can't get sunburns anymore. Here's the excerpt from the book. When I was growing up and playing outside in the sun, I got sunburned a lot. I was a fair-skinned Irish boy, after all. These days, oh God, that sentence. These days, even if I get an adequate amount of sun, I won't get a sunburn, which I credit to the amount of water I drink. No, Tom. No, that's not how sunburns work.
1,000 times no.
He's basically Gwyneth Paltrow at this point, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Did he name his kid Apple?
I have no idea. Actually, what are his kids' names? Does anybody know that?
I have no idea. Third and Long and Tyree.
Giselle Jr.?
Tyree.
Giselle the Third.
Vivian Lake, John Edward Thomas, Moynihan.
Moynihan.
Okay. Is that
no? That's a lad. He had a kid with Bridget Moynihan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was gonna say, wow, that's four middle names.
See, Lake is one Benjamin. Of them because he really likes water.
Yeah,
so
but
much.
Rich yeah. white kids have a tendency to have a lot of middle names and Roman numerals. Yeah. To Kyrie Irving, current Celtic, revisiting the Earth is flat. I ask,
what are you doing?
So the subject surfaced again as he's one who claimed the Earth is flat for various ridiculous self-serving reasons. Now he's kind of trying to come off like it's a prank. But not really, but sort of. Says it was an exploitation tactic and spun our world, pun intended, into a frenzy. Really? I think pretty much everyone except the flat earth idiots laughed at you and mocked you. Didn't really turn our world upside down. We got a kick out of it. Literally made no impact outside of us busting your balls. His quote, I'm somehow a different intellectual person because I believe the world is flat and you think it's round. Yeah, exactly. 2 and 2 is 4. It's not a belief system. It's math. As we ask.
What are you doing?